Well, well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Right Click. As always, Birdman here, and today's episode is going to be a kind of sad one, and it's a unique one, because not often do I get to mix all of the stuff that we talk about in pop culture. Now, it's sad because it's about Stan Lee. For those of you unaware, Stan Lee is the creator of Marvel. The Marvel Universe, as we know it, came from the mind of Stan Lee, almost wholesale. Now, that's not really what this is about. Now, most people know that he passed away several years ago. And with that has come a lot of controversy that has come up now. And that's what we're going to be talking about because, and I'm going to be sharing like I have been doing lately, I'm going to be sharing a screen grab of an article off of Dexerto, and I'm a huge Dexerto fan. Up until recently, they have been one of my favorite gaming news websites. They also, like me, kind of branch out past just gaming, and one of the things that's come up and was written about yesterday, actually, the news was broken by a Daisy Phillipson, and it's kind of a heartbreaker. To kind of give a quick summation, because there's a lot in this article that we're going to talk about, and I believe it's important that we do. Stan Lee, in the final years of his life, had a gentleman basically had a group kind of recording him of sorts, and the idea is that this Stan Lee documentary called The Final Chapter will be coming out, and that is going to include some pretty shocking revelations. This breaks my heart. About now, you should see this on the screen, and I'll have it over here like normal. And you can see here The Final Chapter. So this is a fairly long article, and I want you to bear with me, because the reason I believe it's so important to go through this article in particular is, one, Stan Lee was a huge figure. It goes without saying, right? The Marvel Universe, the Marvel movies alone have been massive, but they have also, on my side of the aisle, created some genuinely fantastic games. And I mean that, like, genuinely fantastic games. I loved the first Spider-Man game. The first of the new Spider-Man games, I should say. And it's a little disheartening, a little saddening to see what they break down in this article. So without further ado, let's jump into it. Stan Lee, The Final Chapter, is set to explore allegations that the Marvel mogul was exploited in the last years of his life. But if you were hoping to watch the new documentary soon, there's some bad news. Spoiler alert, the bad news is not coming anytime soon. But doesn't make what we're talking about any less important. It's hard to sum up the impact Lee had on the comic book genre. Having helped to build up Marvel to the brand that it is today, he's often credited for co-creating iconic superheroes like Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, the Avengers, and X-Men alongside Jack Kirby and Steve Ditko. And this is true. He did not do this in singularity. He had a great team around him, but he is often attributed to be the mastermind of sorts. Either way, not really important to this, but still. Lee was no stranger to controversy, having faced increasing scrutiny for the level of credit he received in the creation of Marvel's cape wearers, and this has always been a lot of controversy. Early on, there was a lot of transition period between early comics and the big stuff. Anyways, that's just important. This continued after he died in 2018 at the age of 95, with Kirby's son slamming a 2023 documentary for downplaying his father's involvement. But Stan Lee, The Final Chapter, is set to tackle an altogether different scandal. According to his assistant, John Bowlerjack, Lee was subjected to, quote, mistreatment, manipulation, and betrayal in the latter years of his life. This is where the article transitions into the timeline. Even though the trailer dropped on March 11th, 2025, so 2 days ago at time of recording, there's no release date for Stan Lee's The Final Chapter, as the new documentary is currently in crowdfunding. Bowlerjack had been covertly collecting footage of Lee for years to capture what was going on, which he will be using to make this documentary. However, while most projects drop trailers shortly before the release, Stan Lee, The Final Chapter, is still in the production phase, and there's a chance it may never see the light of day. In order for it to be finished, Bowler Jack's looking to raise $300,000 to support the production of the film and compensate the crew who have volunteered their time to it. As it states on the page, this is an all-or-nothing project, and will only be funded if it reaches its goal by Friday, April 11th, 2025. Since launching on the same day as the trailer, the Kickstarter campaign has raised $34,500 at time of writing, i.e. yesterday at time of recording. Boy, that gets confusing, doesn't it? There's currently no indication of when this will be completed or what streaming service it will go to. And before we get to the next section called What is the Documentary About, I do want to go ahead and click on this because I'm going to kind of push forward here. Let me close out of this. I am curious. So 28 days to go, and at time of recording, they are at $59,000 raised, just over. I felt like that's important. I do feel like that's important because they are putting such strict, Bowler Jack really is putting such a strict veil over top of this because of reasons that he really isn't saying. Now, that pretty much leaves us to speculate, and I hate to say this, I'm not trying to be overtly negative. I hope and pray for the sake of Stan Lee's legacy that this Bowler Jack guy is not doing this to try to reap some rewards for being his assistant. And I know that sounds really pessimistic and really skeptical, and I'm not trying to sound like a jerk, but you can't lie that this is a little weird. He posts it up on Kickstarter for a month before expiration. That's weird. And to me, if you're going through this, if you're going through this whole shebang, one, $300,000 is not a lot of money to put out a movie. I mean, assuming that's what his intent is, that's not even the important part. What is important is that the timing is odd to me. And this is total speculation. $300,000 to make this happen. It's supporting the production of the film and compensate the crew who volunteered their time to it. I appreciate that. And I assume, based off of that verbiage, that his intent is more based around something like putting it on YouTube or maybe seeing if they can strike a deal with, oh God, who knows what streaming service. It really doesn't matter, but you know, in the long run, that will matter. And it does worry me a little bit that this is a bit of a posthumous cash grab. Now, on the flip side of that, if what he's saying is true, and we'll read more into that, then he deserves some level of justice behind this. If he really was an old man being taken advantage of, then that hurts to hear. So this is perfect time to just go ahead and talk about what the documentary is about. This puts together never before seen footage of the comic book legend in the last 4 years of his life. So this is starting in 2014. Details shocking allegations of exploitation and neglect in a bid to seek justice for the Marvel boss. Footage in the trailer shows Lee being forced to work by bad actors in the business, including being made to take part in autographing memorabilia and photo opportunities despite his declining health. Bowler Jack says, "At the time, I didn't have the power to stop it, but I did have a camera and I filmed everything." The documentary also includes first-hand accounts from key witnesses, including Deadpool creator Rob Liefeld and Roy Thomas, Lee's first successor as editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics. As per the description of the Kickstarter, a roller coaster of drama and duplicity, Stan Lee, The Final Chapter, is the story of how comic book legend Stan Lee, co-creator of the Avengers, X-Men, Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, Hulk, and Black Panther, landed in the middle of a scandal as wild as any superhero saga. That is really a really big statement. Knowing his legacy, like the majority of people do, if you're not a Marvel fan, you know who Stan Lee is. That's a big statement, saying landed in the middle of a scandal as wild as any superhero saga, right after naming what is widely considered to be the shining achievements of his legacy. Carrying on, the events are chronicled by filmmaker John Bowlerjack, who became an assistant to Stan and a fixture of his inner circle. John gained unprecedented access and filmed everything he saw. What he uncovered was a thriving market where Stan's signatures and memorabilia were converted into huge piles of cash, and rival hucksters double-crossed each other to control Stan's fortune. Again, that is a massive, massive statement. After years of collecting this footage, he's ready to share this shockingly and truly heartbreaking story with the world. But to do that, he needs your help to get it over the finish line. We hope you'll be a part of the journey to honor Stan's legacy. This right here is why I am skeptical. It is 2025. He passed in 2018. Why are we hearing about this 7 years later? Is that, to me, that is enough to be skeptical. I don't want to talk about it. Anyways. And much like that, it is a bit of a disappointment. Because I view Stan Lee in a light of not this kind of highfalutin figure or anything like that. But when you can, when you look at something like Marvel Comics, Marvel Comics is one of those few things in pop culture that crossed over generations, numerous generations. I mean, the man passed at 95 years old. He was doing this for a long time. And it is a huge bummer to see this level of him, if Bowlerjack being this timid about it. Because if he truly believes that he had this level of injustice and this level of corruption being thrown out there at Stan Lee, and you wait 7 years and say, well, I filmed everything. What? I don't understand. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be skeptical, especially when regarding somebody who's no longer with us. This is such a bad look. And I understand that you can say what he uncovered was a thriving market where Stan's signatures and memorabilia were converted into huge piles of cash and rival hucksters double-crossed each other to control Stan's fortune. That is enough to make anybody skeptical. And this next section talks about that. Although Bowlerjack points out that he didn't have the power to stop the exploitation at the time, a number of commenters have criticized the documentary film, some calling it a cash grab. It feels like a cash grab off the back of someone else's pain and misery, said one. Had all this footage, but didn't think to take it to the authorities or even put his own interaction with Stan that he's putting out there for us to see seems off. Never mind the stuff that we didn't see or don't see. Another wrote, so he just sat on this footage for all these years. And for all these years, he did have a way to stop it, or at least try. This guy isn't any better than those he's making a documentary about. A third added, this guy is just as exploitive as the others. Why did he wait this long to drop the footage? And why is he asking for money instead of just showing it all? I completely agree. Others have criticized the Kickstarter campaign, including this person who said, if the documentary is done, then why is this guy trying to get $300,000 out of people on Kickstarter? It's more the same on the campaign's page, although there are plenty of positive comments too. One said, love you, brother. Wish you so much luck in this project. Incredible work, John. I'm happy to support you standing up for Stan. And this is exactly it, right? We're sitting here talking about something that, at its face, actually sounds very noble, especially to such a big, not just a big icon, but a guy who has crossed generations, crossed platforms, mediums. He is one of the men responsible for one of the biggest pop culture influences in history. Like it or hate it, even if you detest Marvel movies, they are still some of the biggest movies ever made. And they did it consistently. And that leads exactly to how this article finishes off, and it bugs the fire out of me, because I, again, at face value, if this stuff truly happened, please go out of your way to make it known so people can know until his dying breath he was who he thought he was. Okay, I think that's great. But it's 7 years later, all of this footage, he's saying it's done, but he needs $300,000. One, $300,000 is a really specific dollar amount, and I don't really get that. I can't understand. It bugs me because it does seem exploitive to me. But this is, to me, this conversation is two sides of a coin. I hope that if there is legitimate information that is about how he was taken advantage of as a 90 plus year old man in the final years of his life, I hope people are brought to justice in that sense, right? Like, nobody's going to be arrested. It's very likely somebody's going to be arrested, unless it's just borderline just elder abuse. But past that, there's so much about this that raises question marks. I'm very curious to see where this goes. And as news comes out about this, I am going to bring this up. We are going to talk about this more because he's too big of a figure. We've talked about games on this podcast that wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Stanley and his cohorts. And he had nearly a century of impact. And that's just the truth. Stan Lee has a very unique legacy in the pop culture world, because not many people can say that they did something for so long and had a generational outreach. Most people would strive to say they had a generational outreach. My dad and I have talked about comics that he, as a child, grew up collecting. Like, that's an awesome generational jump. And I'm hoping to see that if this negative stuff did happen, that it's brought to light, because I feel like people deserve to know it to some degree. On the flip side of this, I hate the way that this is being announced. I hate the way this is being released. I hate the way that Bowler Jack is going about this. And it really, this is going to go one of two ways. This is either going to cement a legacy or spit on a legacy. And I don't see this happening any other way. And I hate to say that. I hate to be negative. And I know this is ultimately going to end up being a shorter episode, but to me, I genuinely do feel like this is an important thing to talk about, because we don't get figureheads in a community anymore. We rarely, rarely do. And I look at things in the gaming community and I see very, very few, and none of them have the legs to withstand generational value, really. And I think it's important, because I think from my standpoint, he's been too impactful, and Marvel has been too impactful, and it's very important now in this culture, in the way our culture has shifted. Marvel has become a tool, especially after his death, has become a tool for left-leaning ideology. We have seen it in the garbage that they put in movies, that they put in shows. They have, once they were, you know, bought by Disney, you know, once Disney got involved, God bless, a lot of things went to the pot. You guys probably know, but at this point, how I feel about Star Wars. Star Wars already got beat while it was down with a baseball bat. Thank you, Disney. And Marvel's already in that process, and their last numerous things have been wildly unsuccessful and almost disrespectful to the legacy of everybody that came before him, even the Avengers movies, like the good ones. And I don't want to see that legacy tainted like it was with Star Wars, because I've gotten to the point where Star Wars is my favorite IP of all time, and I can't even bring myself to watch the older movies now because of just how much the new stuff has tainted the old. And Marvel's already teetering on that. If something like this happens with Stan Lee posthumously, that is legacy crippling, that is IP crippling, that will invalidate a lot of future Marvel projects, and that is heartbreaking to me. And I'm going to leave it at that, because there's really not much more to say about it. I'm stammering a little bit, because it really does bum me out. There's been so many great games. I have childhood memories of crappy little PS2 games and stuff like that. So the original Spider-Man game was terrible, and I loved it. And I don't know. It's weird to see. I don't idolize the guy. It's just weird to see this kind of thing happen. And I hope for the best. I really do. I hope for the best. And we'll be updating this as more information comes out, because this, if for nothing else, is interesting, and we're going to talk about it. And I love leaning into more of this pop culture stuff lately. It's been refreshing, because the gaming world has been not refreshing lately. So I'm going to leave it at that. As always, my name is Birdman. I hope you guys enjoyed this. As always, go check us out, rightsidemedia.org. I've got a new article up as well that came out last Friday. I've got an interview with Archangel Radio that's coming up this following. What day is it? No, not this coming week, but the week after. So, anyways, this next episode, I'll remind you, it'll be the following Monday. Anyways, we're going to have that up on the channel, of course, and I'm looking forward to talking more with some other folks about previous articles and stuff like that. And so come check that out when that goes up. I'm excited to speak to my friends over at Archangel again. It's always a good time. But for now, as always, Birdman, thank you guys for watching. I'll see you next week, and I hope you have a wonderful day.